Gail Watson, 3RW Newsroom. Steve, now we need a fanfare for this because they've done it. They have done it, the Victorians.
28 days of COVID-free, Gail Watson. Well done.
Good morning. I was going to say we need fireworks or something, surely.
Because yes.
When I chat to you guys, it is a reflection for me as well. Like the fact that we were talking about, you know, hundreds just a couple of weeks and months ago. And, yeah, to get to 28. So our testing commander, that's what he's called, testing commander Jerome Weimar is saying this morning that it's safe to say that we don't need to be concerned about further community transmission for now.
Right,
so
right.
That is great.
That is great.
However, there's still, I guess, active cases on our borders. We've got people coming in from South Australia.
Yes.
So the message is still going out to be careful. And we're also just waiting to see what this hotel quarantine will look like. Of course, I think we're all holding our breath to hope that they get it right this time. And there's talk that the ADF will be involved this time. So I think there was questions about the optics of all that last time around. I reckon if you did that this time, everyone would just go, great. The more the merrier. Let's keep this thing out of our community in general.
Mm. This hotel quarantine, you're talking about overseas people returning. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, was even suggesting that maybe that could be done at home, but he said there was no support around the rest of the country for that.
Yes. Yeah, so what that involved was our hotel quarantine inquiry. Now, in their interim report, they suggested that there could be some people coming back that may fit into a category where you could say, you know what, we can probably safely keep these people at home. However, I think the Premier's taken that to National Cabinet and they go, that's not happening yet. So although that was a recommendation, it's not being acted upon at this point.
Well, the question will be, when will we be able to have Victorians visit our state without quarantining? They said originally 28 days. You've reached that mark, so hopefully that is the indicator, and we'll find out more in the next couple of days. Thanks, Gail.
Thank you.
Good on you, Gail Watson.
I could hear the joy in Gail's voice then.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. It'll be all Victorians as well, but that was the point of interest held up by the health authorities, although the Premier did make the statement earlier in the week that 28 days is not going to be the only indicator. Well, I don't know what other indicators he's looking for. 28 days is what they wanted. 28 days is what they've got.
Yes. In Brisbane, there's a bit more going on. Another side to this story. 11 police officers are in isolation. Jared Braybrook, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. They want to watch what they do down there with Victoria with the hotel quarantine because we've had our own little scare. 11 police officers are now in isolation after coming into contact with a 41-year-old man who later tested positive to the virus. So while he was quarantining, he's apparently tried to leave his hotel room after suffering a psychotic episode. He was taken to hospital where he tested positive to the virus. So all those police officers, they were even wearing the proper PPE, but they're now having to quarantine at home, thankfully, so far showing no symptoms. But more staff are now having to be put on at that hotel. Not a great time for those officers.
No. Jared, did you play a role in the nativity scene at school?
We didn't have a nativity scene, one of those ones at the end of the year. I remember doing one play. I can't remember what character I was. I just remember having to kiss somebody that was pretending to be a pig. So clearly I wasn't the favourite student.
Okay, right on, Jared.
You got a good role there, Jared.
Jared,
Dad would have been proud of that.
Oh, I loved it. Probably my best thing I've ever done.
Well done, Jared. Well, you ended up with his job. That was pretty good as well. Thanks, Jared. We'll chat again next week. Jared Braybrook rounding out our state-to-state from 4BC up in Brisbane at 6:14.